If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That will make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names of Roxas and Naminé.
But why my name, Replicu?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Replicu, no! This happened to you!
Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then, and it all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Roxas where you belong.
But Replicu, no!
You've got to listen to me. Do you have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10 we'd both wind up trapped in this castle. Isn't that true, Diz?
I'm afraid Xemnas would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Roxas. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that ship leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Twilight Town. We didn't have. We lost it. Until you came to this castle. We got it back last night.
I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Naminé, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of 3 little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, and here's looking at you, kid.
Everything in order?
All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave.
Replicu, I don't ask you to explain anything.
I'm going to anyway, because it may make a difference to you later on. You said you knew about Naminé and me.
Yes.
But you didn't know she was in my room last night when you were. She came there for the keys to the ship. Isn't that true, Naminé?
Yes.
She tried everything to get them, and nothing worked. She did her best to convince me that she was still in love with me. But that was all over long ago. For your sake, she pretended it wasn't. And I let her pretend.
I understand.
Here they are.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And welcome back to the fight. This time I know our side will win. Are you ready, Naminé?
Yes, I'm ready. Goodbye, Replicu. Cthulhu bless you.
You'd better hurry, or you'll miss the ship.
Well, I was right. You are a sentimentalist.
Stay where you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you just did for Roxas in that fairy tale you invented to send Naminé away with him. I know a little about women, my friend. She went, but she knew you were lying.
Anyway, thanks for helping me out.
I suppose you know this isn't going to be pleasant for either of us, especially for you. I'll have to arrest you, of course.
As soon as the plane goes, Diz.
What was the meaning of that phone call?
Roxas is on the gummy ship.
Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop him?
Ask Replicu.
Get away from that phone.
I would advise you not to interfere.
I was willing to kill Diz, and I'm willing to kill you.
Hello.
Put that phone down.
Get me Chip and Dale.
Put it down.
Well, Replicu, you're not only a sentimentalist, but you've become a hero.
Maybe, but it seemed like a good time to start.
I think perhaps you're right. It might be a good idea for you to disappear from the castle for a while. There's a locked world not far from here. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My own gummy ship? I could use the trip, but it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 money.
And that 10,000 money should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Diz? I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
What? It was a dream! No!